From the start of the transcontinental race in Gerardsbergen, the dots of riders on our tracking map have been beginning to spread out, clusters taking different routes to reach the control point 850 kilometres away in Gaschern. I'm in control car one with ultra distance rider and race coordinator Juliana Böhring and transcontinental photographer James Robertson. We went to catch up with some riders to hear their stories of what they'd encountered since setting off. Following the riders' tracking dots, we found Swiss riders Karim Weissmann wearing cap 254A and Samuel Weidmann in 254B. They were sat on benches outside an Esso garage in Libermont-Chevenay.
You did well.
Yeah.
How's the ride gone overnight?
Yeah, I had a puncture and we had some navigation issues, but after that it went really, really, really good.
What happened with the navigation?
We concentrate all the stress in the first night.
Yeah.
Or it's still fresh.
Yeah.
And that plan worked out fine.
To see if we're like fitting as a team. Like we tested in the first night and then we'll see, and otherwise we just scratch. No, we just weren't prepared that well. That's the reason.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good. As it's the first morning. A bit colder than I expected. And there are less cafes than there are in Italy. Which is a bit of a problem when you're trying to find breakfast.
So you've settled for an Esso garage?
Yeah. So I think the smart money would have been to go about 400 metres down that road. But when I saw other people here, I just thought, wow, shouldn't be that bad.
I've had a bad stomach for like 2 days, so yeah. I bought a loaf of bread and ate like five. It was already sliced. I bought it from a vending machine. And it was already sliced. I was so surprised.
So good.
I was just going to reach in the middle and eat the soft part.
I had to get some guy who's walking in his pants to fill my water bottles in.
Yeah, I stopped at someone's thing off the side of the house this morning. You gotta fill it up. I don't mind asking people for water if I get really thirsty, but it's been a little early, so I don't think people are awake. But now,
should
be okay.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, it's quite tiring. It's hillier than I thought it would be. So now looking forward to some food for the first time. Found a tap. I've been looking for one for ages.
Good morning. How are you getting on?
A little bit tired, but so far okay. The night was better than expected. And so actually it was very good to ride through the night because no traffic. And now I'm in search for a breakfast for 35 kilometers because there's no cafe in Neuchâtel. Unbelievable. So this is the first one I'm seeing now. Hungry. Yeah, so that was my night.
That sounds like it went quite well though overall.
Yes. No failures, no technicals, no physical breakdowns, no mental problems, breakdowns.
What are you going for breakfast?
Thinking, you know, sometimes I go for a croissant diet. It works really good, very quickly. And so I think about getting two croissants, two pain au chocolat, and another two pain au chocolat for the journey. Plus maybe one or two coffees and one or two cokes, something like that.
So six pastries, two coffees, two cakes. I like your style.
I'm hungry. I'm just hungry.
Yeah, so it's a sandwich without meat.
I haven't slept a lot in the last few days because like the flight from Canada, that was like 6 hours difference. And then my Airbnb had no AC, and it was like 34, 35. So at night, I was like sweating at night, like sweating from places that I didn't even know you could. Yeah, I mean, life is good. I don't complain, so. I was thinking of getting to checkpoint one tomorrow, but then I was doing the math again in my head and I'm like, there's no way I get to checkpoint one tomorrow, because I was thinking tomorrow early in the afternoon, but I would have to sleep like 3 hours tonight and then just push on the whole night, but it's not a good idea because it's the start. So I'll probably try to be there the night between the 31st and the 1st. Yeah.
We set off from the chip shop towards Control Point 1, where we were expecting the leaders to arrive early the next morning. As we neared the Austrian town of Sonderheim, the riders' trackers showed their different routes were about to intersect with each other to cross the Rhine River, and we were hoping to take the opportunity to get some photographs.
What do you reckon they're going to do?
They're going to take the L98 into Offenburg if we can cut them off before they reach Offenburg. Well, James and Bjorn are literally like 500 metres within distance of each other. And maybe less. No, they're neck and neck. That's amazing. They are literally... What? Now it's St. Craig is ahead.
Yeah, they're so close.
2 minutes ago, we might already miss them at the junction.
They're there, to the left.
Stop here. Oh God, James, you missed it. No, you should have stayed in the car.
They're waving.
Did you get them?
Got them.
You did?
Got it. Juliana?
Nice!
If you're wondering why it sounds so difficult to catch up with the riders when we're in a car and they're on bikes, it's because the tracking systems that we use only update every few minutes, sometimes every 5 minutes and sometimes it could be more like 20, so we're never exactly sure of their location. So having caught them once, and it was in a bit of a flash, we wanted to try and find them again, so we looked for a part of the route where we were sure that they would go through. But on the way there, we saw a rider coming along the cycle path. So we slowed down and pulled into a lay-by to grab a picture.
Burned pot, I can't...
But that's not burned, that's Craig, man.
No, that's burned.
Did you get the cap number? This tracker is not showing.
The reason we hadn't expected to see that rider was because their tracker wasn't working. It was Burn Paul, and he hadn't been showing up on our map, so we set off to try and find him and give him a new tracker. Not an easy feat when you can't see where they are on GPS.
Oh, they're coming that way, yeah. Is that them?
I don't know. James, is someone coming here?
At the bridge, we gave Bern a new tracker and we left the riders to racing it. There's a photo taken in that moment by James Robertson, and it shows Bjorn passing a little girl holding a Lilo next to her mum. For me, it shows what's been one of the most exciting things about being on the race, that it travels such a distance, but there's relatively few riders that they can pass through without anyone really knowing. A moving secret, crossing countries. This picture of her casually holding the Lilo for me beautifully juxtaposes the intensity of the race with the calm and normality of an afternoon swim. The next morning, we were at Control Point 1 in Gascherne, where the first riders were beginning to arrive.
How's it going?
Good to see you.
Coming through the Black Forest yesterday, it was like 20-25%. It was one of the nicest blocks, I think. My way was slightly shorter, but I think like 100 metres more elevation, but either way it was shit. Alright, I'll see you guys.
See you. Bye. Bye.
Anna Haslock, Transcontinental Race Director, was there to welcome them in.
It's really exciting waiting for the riders to arrive. I'm so anxious and excited about, you know, seeing them when they arrive, seeing how they are, hearing about their journey to the control point.
Oh,
hello.
Hello. You all right?
Are you okay?
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Lovely. Wonderful.
I'm very tempted to jump in a river for the last few miles.
When our riders arrive at a control point, the first thing they need to do is get their brevet card stamped. They get their race time, which is in days, hours and minutes, and they get the stamp that is specific for this control point.
And then this year we're giving them a really nice little patch with a little design of the control point. That's really nice.
I saw you had a slightly high shortcut at one point.
Oh, that was not a shortcut, Paul. Paul 2 months ago thought he had a smart idea. Paul right now is very annoyed with him. It's like 18% for about a kilometre. I was just sticking my head in troughs every now and again. I didn't like that.
It was midday, wasn't it, as well?
Oh, yeah, I picked the worst possible time to do it. So no more smart tricks. But really, really happy to get here.
Just wander over, get you checked in and get your
cool.
time.
Thanks, Steve.
Number
212.
Paul Ferguson.
Yeah.
Oh. First stamp.
Yep.
Of the collection. Yay. Woo, hooray. And you get a patch.
Oh. Thank you.
You are number 27.
Really?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Wait a minute. What did I put there?
I mean, wow. Well, yeah. Didn't know that.
You look pretty shocked by that.
I've just been like pottering along at my little touring pace. I had an idea that a friend that you know, friends we say you're doing really well and stuff. And Dot Watch came out and found me yesterday, so it's kind of top 20. So I just thought today I kind of blew up a bit. So I guess everyone's kind of struggling with the heat. So that's interesting.
You're doing great.
Cheers, dude. Hey. I see how big a Coke they do here.
Bar over there, restrooms that way.
Okay, cool.
So some of them will come in and do what they need to do. We'll have a little chat, just find out how they're doing, and then they'll be straight out on the parkour. Others might come and have a little bit more of a rest. They might need to charge some stuff. They might take an opportunity to do some, you know, charge the Garmin or whatever. First checkpoint, how exciting.
First stamp. Could you tell me your name and your cap number?
Yeah, Edie Harrison, and the cap number is 179.
Thanks, Edie. So, how's the ride? How do you feel?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, the past couple of hours have been absolutely gorgeous to cycle through. Bit brutal, wow. But
nice very tailwind. Nice.
Yeah, I think it's just been still.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm quite pleased with it so far. What I planned to do was a lot less each day. So yeah, I'm happy that I'm sort of doing well so far.
So did you have it kind of fairly mapped out?
To be honest, I don't really do much like detailed planning. If I'm honest, I did my route like a week and a half ago or so. So it's a bit last minute. And yeah, I don't really do much like planning things down to a T. But it's been cool nonetheless.
Are you going on from here?
Haven't decided. I think I'll just chill for a bit, try and get a bit of a wash.
Can you tell me what happened?
So I managed to miss a checkpoint.
I gave you two stamps.
So yeah, I just heard my friends applauding. Oh, cool! They're eating there, and I didn't realize in the moment. So I just continued, and didn't realize it was the checkpoint.
And then, how far did you go?
Oh yeah, to the very top of the. But I did live on Instagram, so my friends cheered me up, and I was so happy to get to the top. There was one guy eating chips. In the dark, I was like, "Is this a checkpoint?" Like, no, it's at the bottom, man. Like, no. Yeah.
Hey, I've got to shake your hand because did you get a puncture on the first night?
I did after 45 miles.
Yeah, because you
did
passed. I passed you.
Yeah.
And I was like, "That's really unlucky. That is really unlucky." And I get here, and you're already here. I'm like, what's going on? That's absolutely ridiculous.
It was horrible, I was like, you know, totally in the zone.
Because I passed you, and I thought, oh, that's really unlucky. She's got a bunch of straight away. And then not far after that, I smashed into a curb and fell off.
Did you?
Yeah, so it was just unlucky, such an unlucky start for so many people.
You're all right though, did you come off?
It doesn't matter about you, does it? You go straight to the bike and you go, loads of bike all
right. Yeah,
bike
exactly. Right? Yeah.
I was like, is the hanger come off? No, nothing's come off. Okay, that's fine. It's right. And then I looked at myself and I was like, that's all torn, this was all torn. So like, oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you could like cope with that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Are you carrying on up?
Yeah.
Are you? Good luck.
Yeah, cheers.
You're smashing it. Well done.
And you too. Have a good one.
Oh, man. Where am I going to sleep? I'm going to find some spot outside and sleep somewhere.
Everyone is just there and thereabout, and you don't see anyone for 3-4 days, and you meet a guy you've seen 1,000 kilometers earlier. Oh, yeah. It's like long lost brother. Yeah, Anton or something. Yeah. Just wait. So that's the good idea, good thing about the race.
When we're driving with the mid-pack, when we're spending time with them, we do tend to see them spending a bit more time at the control points. So you're kind of on tender hooks while you're watching the road to see a little figure start to appear at the bottom of the road. It's great to see them roll up. You know, some of these guys, I've known them for years now. It's, you know, it's basically seeing old friends arrive.
You're here!
Hey!
You
want
a hug?
I'd love a hug.
Yeah. Welcome. You're so wet. Yeah.
In the rain.
Yes.
Well done.
254 A and B. Yes. Who's A and who's B?
A.
Yeah.
Welcome to Control Point. How are you doing?
Really good.
Free shower.
That's really
we're
good.
Fine, yeah, we've been sat inside. It's nice here, not had the thunderstorm that you have. Has it been heavy on the way up?
It kind of depends on how you look at it. We didn't shower last night, so it's also kind of welcome.
It was okay. It was only like the last half hour, I would say, that it was raining a bit more heavily.
We had a moment where first he had a down, and then I had to cheer him up, and then he got better, and then I had it down, and he had to cheer me up.
Can you tell me your name and your cap number and how you're doing?
I'm cap 63. I'm riding bike, I think, for the last 3 days. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to ride a bike. And yeah, I quite enjoy it, actually. So I'm from Poland, but I live in Italy. So I can't wait for mountains, actually. I hate the flats.
My cap number is 148, and my name is Alexandre Bourgeonnier. I have a problem in the start. 80 kilometers after the start, I broke my hub of my rear wheel, and the bearing broke, and it's impossible to move. So I don't know how I can do, and I ride really slowly between 5 and 10 kilometers for a long time, and I must stop 8 hours in Charleville-Mézières to buy a new wheel, and it's a bad moment. And after I think I was when I start Charleville-Mézières, I was in a 150 places approximately, so I ride strong, and now I'm here.
Morning.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
Doesn't kill me, makes me stronger, right?
What's going on?
Yesterday morning my shifter packed up, so I only have 2 gears. And I went to like 5 shops yesterday. I wasted so much time talking to people who just wanted to tell me it takes a week to order the part. And so eventually I was like, I'd rather just try. And if I can't make it, I'll just walk instead of wasting time in the shops. So clearly maybe I'd done something to deserve an extra challenge. I don't know who's got it in for me. But if you please remove those things out of those voodoo dolls, that would be fantastic. I hurt a lot.
Did you introduce yourself for me?
Oh, sorry, I'm Anissa Orban, cap 21.
I've been trying to catch you the whole time and I keep missing you.
That's because I've been going too fast on my dual speed.
It's just bought half a kilo of ice cream, but
I broke my spork eating it. It was too tough. Now, now I need to get another one.
But yeah, I did steal a spoon from the restaurant.
I did manage to eat all the ice cream though. Yeah.
From control point one, we set off up the parkour and we saw Cap 259A Lucas On and 259B Oliver Bieri sat on the curb grinning. There were tourists around them meandering from their coaches into the restaurant at the Bilahor Dam, and they emptied out their picnic of Coca-Cola and packets of mozzarella.
I'm worried about the juice from this mozzarella though.
You have to drink it.
You have to drink it.
Mm. It's salt water, so it's perfect after such a climb.
It's fat.
It's an isotonic.
-37.5 degrees Celsius.
It's warmed up on Lucas' back for the whole climb.
I think they've added some herbs. My name is Luca, and I'm here with Oliver.
I'm Oliver, and I'm here with Luca. We're 259. Oh, and I told Luca, well, it's his first time, so I told him, I'm gonna make him to cry this race. Well, the race will gonna make him to cry. I think.
Did you do it on your own last time?
Yeah.
So how is it different being in a pair?
I thought, did you cry? Yeah, I did cry.
Did you?
Yeah, I did cry. So it's totally the spirit. Oh my God, we have a party all the time. We just laugh. And laugh. No, we just laugh all the time and have fun. And yeah.
The last person we'll meet is the man doing the transcontinental, transbromptonental. He's Roger Seaton and he's riding it on a fold up Brompton bike.
Hey, look at it, it's here. So actually, Giuliano, am I lost?
No.
I'm not lost.
No, there's plenty of people behind you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow, on a Bronson.
There's at least 50 people behind you.
Really?
Yeah.
So why you're going to Greece, mate?
Yeah, you're going to Greece all the way. We're counting on you for this one. We're counting on some TCR history right now. It'll be like a fun fact. Who was the only person to ride Bronson on TCR?
Giuliano was telling me that you're getting a little bit uncomfortable after a few days in the saddle. How's that going?
Yeah, it's sore. Really sore. It's hard to see. These tyres, as I said, do not really comply in the very hard sidewalls. 16-inch tyres, which means you don't get any coverage over bumps. Every single hole you feel it. It feels like you're diving into it, and you're sitting quite upright. I mean, I have got titanium seat posts, which gives me some compliance, but even so, it's the pretty much uncomfortable being on the saddle. But it's a long way.
If you were doing a world tour on a Brompton, you probably wouldn't be putting in the same amount of miles in a concentrated time, either. You'd have more time off the bike.
Yeah, I think it's two things here. I think it's the amount of effort to even be remotely in a race. You've got to bury yourself on it. That's the thing. So I'm really conscious that part of the plan was to see things like, for example, Constance last night. I would have loved to have just cycled around it for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and I didn't. I just, head down, buried myself trying to get here because I've had this route problem, just had to get here. So yeah, touring on Brompton would be just ridiculously fun.
Should we go and get checked in?
Definitely.